If you've got a stack of books that you know you should read, but you never do, maybe you have something in common with the Queen of England, or at least with the Queen as imagined by the writer Alan Bennett. He's the author of many books and a play called The History Boys, which became a movie. In a book called The Uncommon Reader, Bennett imagines Queen Elizabeth late in life and not a big reader until she discovers how much she likes books. As Bennett describes it, she gets so absorbed in reading that even while riding in a carriage, she is reading a book with one hand while waving to her subjects with the other.
She had begun to perform her public duties with a perceived reluctance. She laid foundation stones with less elan, and what few ships there were to launch, she sent down the slipway with no more ceremony than a toy boat on a pond, her book always waiting.
The author of this book, The Uncommon Reader, is in London. Mr. Bennett, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How does the Queen's reading become a problem?
Well, she becomes more interested in things which constitutionally she's not supposed to be interested in. For instance, in foreign policy, in the effects of foreign policy, in the government's propelling her into situations which she doesn't like with other heads of state whom she finds distasteful. And she just generally becomes much more aware of the political world and the world in general, really.
This is a woman who is a figurehead, who has to be a kind of cardboard person, mm-hmm. and starts reading literature, reading books, and reading about fictional characters, and feeling a little more, sensing a little more of the world
around
her.
That's right. She starts having opinions, and she starts, really for the first time in her life, putting herself in other people's shoes. She'd never really imagined what it was like to be one of her subjects, and now she does. And books really humanize her, I think.
One of her servants says, "I'm afraid Her Majesty is getting to be what is known as a handful."
Well, the courtiers don't like it because it means that she becomes much less manageable. She questions the things she has to do, and she's not the cipher, really, that she's become, that they find her very hard to keep in her position, really.
Let's drop some names of some authors that you have the Queen of England reading. Nabokov comes to mind, mm-hmm. Genet. Let's go mm-hmm. on, a few others.
Well, she reads the classics as well, but she starts off by reading Nancy Mitford. Now, Nancy Mitford wrote a very funny novel, The Pursuit of Love. It was one of the first novels that I read, and I think probably I've made the Queen's pattern of reading follow mine, really. And so she starts off reading this book and is very enthusiastic about it, and it makes her laugh, and books have never made her laugh before. This startles Prince Philip, who passes her bedroom late at night and hears her laughing and puts his head round the door and says, "All right, old girl." And she said, "Oh, yes, I'm reading." He says, "Again?" He's very sceptical about reading and doesn't like it.
So when you have the Queen start with rather popular books or funny books and gradually work up to tougher and tougher literature, you're describing what actually happened to you?
Yes, to some extent. Well, I think it's what happens to everybody. Everybody starts off... You can't really... start off with the harder classics. It's very unlikely that you... You know, you start off with lighter stuff... And then you come to the harder stuff later. And as the Queen says, reading is a muscle, and you develop the muscle as you read more and more.
Although, as you point out, when the Queen starts asking her subjects during her rounds and visits and formal appearances, "What are you reading?" it becomes clear that nobody's reading anything.
That's right. They're very, very nonplussed. And somebody hazards the Bible, but that doesn't get much response from her. And then... some of them say, "Oh, Harry Potter," but this doesn't get much sympathy from her either, because she doesn't like fantasy, and she just says, "Oh, I'm saving that for a rainy day," and passes briskly on.
So is the Queen of England standing in for us all here?
Yes, I would have thought she is, really. Yes, and that hadn't occurred to me, but I suppose that is true. People will... identify with her, and I hope anybody who has gone through the process of learning how to read, particularly later in life, I hope they'll find that it's not simply about the Queen, it's about them.
This book is newly published in the United States. It's been out for a little while in England, which makes me wonder if you've heard anything from the Queen.
No. I don't think the Queen will have read the book, but In any case, that would be absolutely against the custom of the palace, really. They would pretend to be above any such comments or any such speculations.
Entirely aside from how they might pretend to be, why do you think the Queen wouldn't read the book?
Oh, she's got better things to do, probably.
She might be rolling by in that carriage with your book in one hand and doing the royal wave with the other.
She might be too busy ruling. I somehow don't think she'll read the book.
Well, Alan Bennett, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
He's the author of The Uncommon Reader. It's available in the United States today, and you can read an excerpt at npr.org.